Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And guess what today is? Yes, it's the 23rd of December, but it's also the 700th episode of Pray Every Day. Is that not so amazing? And we will be celebrating 2 years on February 1st, and I need your testimony. So if you could go to marydemuth.com and click on the little icon that looks like a microphone, you can record up to 2 minutes your story. If that doesn't work, you can record on your phone and send to mary@marydemuth.com. William, who is our amazing engineer, will create a long episode of testimonies of how this podcast has spread all over the world and helped people. And that's to God's glory, not to mine. So thanks in advance for doing that. And today we are reading another amazing passage in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39 in the easy to read version. And this is what it says, and it's amazing. So what should we say about this? If God is for us, no one can stand against us. And God is with us. He even let his own son suffer for us. God gave his son for all of us. So now with Jesus, God will surely give us all things. Who can accuse the people God has chosen? No one. God is the one who makes them right. Who can say that God's people are guilty? No one. Christ Jesus died for us, but that is not all. He was also raised from death. And now he is at God's right side, speaking to him for us. Can anything separate us from Christ's love? Can trouble or problems or persecution separate us from his love? If we have no food or clothes or face danger or even death, will that separate us from his love? As the scriptures say, for you, we are in danger of death all the time. People think we are worth no more than sheep to be killed. But in all these troubles, we have complete victory through God, who has shown his love for us. Yes, I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not death, life, angels, or ruling spirits. I am sure that nothing now, nothing in the future, no powers, nothing above us or nothing below us, nothing in the whole created world will ever be able to separate us from the love God has shown us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen and amen. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, wow, this is good news. And I pray that these verses, Romans 8, 31 through 39, would be our rally cry for the rest of our lives. And Lord, for those who are discouraged, I pray that you would give them these verses, that they would read them over and over and over again and understand that nothing, 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 nothing can separate us from your love. Not even an enemy can do that. Not even the lies that we have believed can do that. Not even the enemy of our souls, Satan, can do that. Nothing, not even an angel from heaven, not death. Death is only a translation into your kingdom and a setting free of everything that we have struggled with our whole lives. Nothing, nothing can separate us from your love. And so I just want to stop and I want to rest in that right now, to bathe in it, to soak in it, to revel in it, to receive it. And I pray for the person listening today that they would take a deep breath so close to Christmas and just receive the truth today. That you are for us, not against us. That you are with us and within us. That you have orchestrated a plan in such that we can be called your children. That you have sacrificed yourself for us. You have inconvenienced yourself for us. You left the glory of heaven for us. And you are to be revered and loved and honored and praised and bowed before and confessed to because you have done such outstanding, outrageous things. We love you. We need you. We need your presence this Christmas so much. Would you give it to us in great measure through the power of your Holy Spirit within us? Lift our eyes, lift our heads today, we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the show. It was brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is my book that takes you through the book of Romans in a devotional. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there are all sorts of interesting levels that you can look at to help support the podcast. It is literally what keeps the show on the air. So thanks so much and have an amazing Christmas Eve.